Okay. I hope I can make it this time. So sorry. I have something wonderful to say to you. If I can just get things cleared up here so I can say it. Try it again. My dear friends, sisters, and brothers, we love you so much. And I know we all love America. And I can only assume that if you're if you're on like online with us tonight, that your heart is the same as ours. And we love and respect Donald Trump. Someone sent out a questionnaire today that really offended me, I have to admit. And the question was, who is the most corrupt family, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? And I thought a child, 10, 11, 12 years old, could look at what has happened during the Trump administration, during the Biden administration, and easily answer that question. The answer is the Biden family. When Trump was in the presidency, America grew, became stronger. The capacity for the heart and the voice of God to be heard in America was opened up by him. His own mother grew up in the land of revival. During the revival over in the Hebrides, he is not a stranger to the power of God. And regardless of what anyone thinks, feels, hears, God is not a stranger to Trump. When he is put into office, only when he is put into office will God's will be done in this country. He was literally created and given birth to fulfill America's destiny, to heal America at this time in history. He is not perfect. We never asked him to be perfect. I don't know a Christian on the face of the earth, well, at least not many, that have been perfected. He's not a religious leader. He's not professing to be one. Yet, as much as I hate to say this, we have few religious leaders in this nation that walk before God the way Donald Trump is learning to walk before him. I think we are going to have a whole army of Christian leaders that are going to turn their lives around and align themselves to the Word of God, because Trump, although not a religious leader, will provoke that action from them. It's like David coming to Israel. When David did all that the Lord told him to do, Israel turned themselves back to God. And you can see that many times in the Old Covenant, where God would put a special king who had a burning passion for Yahweh into office. And when he went to worship the Lord, all of Israel turned their backs or their hearts or their faces, however you want to term it, back to God. So for God to give us a man like Trump, who is not a religious leader, but a political, not even a political leader, that's not what he calls himself, but he will lead this country like a king leads a country. And he will turn America back to God. I had a vision bright and early this morning. Trump was sitting at a very plain desk, nothing like he would certainly have in his home, a very plain desk. All it was essentially a table being used as a desk. He stood up. He put his hand on his heart. And he said, "To God we go." I saw men who were sitting in the audience throughout the building suddenly stand up like they were being called to attention by a colonel. They stood up, they put their hands on their hearts, they clapped their heels, and they said, "To God we go." We do not have to fear this man. God has got him in his hand. And all that's going on is God is producing a weapon that he can use against the forces of darkness that are trying to destroy this nation. When it's time, he is going to call Donald front and center, and he's going to clothe him with his glory. He's going to fill the chambers of his heart, not only with his glory, but his love for America. And President Trump is going to be a new man. He's never been this man before. A new man. And God has been preparing him for this marvelous and excellent, miraculous transformation. And the nations of the earth will look at what God has done. They will follow what God is doing through him. And so many nations that at once believed it was impossible to ever see America turn around. They had no hope to fight the enemy of their nations. If America couldn't do it, no one could do it. But when Trump stood up and he called the army forth, these nations all over the earth had hope reborn that they too could bring freedom to their nations from this wicked, wicked, wicked movement of the New World Order. God's timing is perfect. It's perfect. He will not be a day late, nor will he show up prematurely. God already has the clock ticking away, and he's got a little icon on that moment that he's going to release an anointed warrior into the world on behalf. Now listen to this. He's not a preacher. He's not a pastor. But on behalf of righteousness. Not many preachers, not many righteous men in the church have ever touched the level of anointing Trump is going to walk under. You mark my words. It is true what I'm saying to you. I've seen it. And the anointing he's going to move under is called full authority. The other name that is given to it is the fullness of heaven's authority. Do you know what that means? Who will dare to stand up against what God is doing through this man? For if they force him and he has to arise and fight, he will trample them down. But he will be a man that will be so well refined. He will not do anything under his own perspective and his own decision making. He'll do it because the word of the Lord is quickening him to action. You mark my words. You keep this tape. Call in. Ask us to send it to you. I don't know how we make these transitions, but whatever you have to do, do it. And get this tape. And see for yourself when it happens that God said, I will do it. And he did. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Habakkuk. Chapter 2. chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly upon the tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end of its fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait for it earnestly, for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behind time on its appointed day. Look at the proud. His soul is not straight nor right within him. But the rigidly just and the uncompromisingly righteous man shall live by faith and in his faithfulness. Isn't that interesting that Daryl opened tonight with a scripture on faith? I just want to briefly say before I move on, faith is not a talk. Faith is not necessarily a walk. Faith is not a perception. Faith is a true and real spiritual force. Faith will bring into activity, bring into the fulfillment of God's will, handed to the right person. Faith is a force that can make the impossible possible. Someone who does the same act but without faith will not see the fruit or the bearing or the happenings that someone will see who does what they do in faith. We are about to see a new day and a new way. David was not perfect. He was not perfect, but God himself said of David, a man after my own heart. It wasn't that David was perfect, but he was willing to be chastened, to be corrected, and to make right the wrong. And in having done so, to follow hard after God's own heart, God's will in a thing. So much greater than so many others that may have been good men, righteous men, but when met with the tragedies and the chaos and the betrayal that Trump has met with, they would not have been able to stand up under it. God created in Trump. He created this in him. This is not Trump's doing. God created him in this way. And he is a man who can overcome adversity. He can overcome betrayal. He can overcome the many adverse things he would have to go through to do whatever he felt he needed to do. And in this case, it is for the healing and restoration of America. To God. It hasn't been time yet. Is he behind time? No. It hasn't been time yet. When Trump is finally put into office, you're going to find that many cities have been desecrated by the elite and by the New World Order. What they're trying to do by power, by force, by cruelty, by tyranny, will cause all of America to utterly fear them. Right now, their eyes are being opened because the mantle of the Great Awakening is opening their eyes. But when this happens, people are going to be put into action. They will rise to follow Trump to restore this nation, both to God and to the practical temporal side of things. You can have wonderful friends for church fellowship, for church companionship, even for Christian strength. But to do what Trump is soon going to be doing, he needs a lot more than that. He needs friends that are powers of force, that are powers of understanding, men of wisdom, men of might, men who have multiple giftings, men who have superior, strategy that will work with him. And God has created those men and some women to walk with him in that manner the day they were born. God has had this all under control all these years, preparing these people and preparing this nation. So if things get a little rougher before they're resolved, it is so, listen to me now, please, 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 don't fear this. Don't turn away from this. God's hand is under those who love him. And those who are awaiting for the day of his appearing will not be met with shame and betrayal. They will know that God is doing things his way to outsmart the enemy and to bring America back to the days of her youth. And we will all be praying for them, right? Say yes. Verse 14, Habakkuk 2. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as waters cover the sea. Oh, this is so true. It does not say, for America shall be filled with the knowledge. There's two levels of the revealed will of God in this passage. One is what is coming first, and that is America and the many, many nations across the earth that are going to turn their countries back to God. And in the Great Awakening that's going to aid them, the nations of the world will come to know God and who and what he really is. Yet, for a later time, the glory of the Lord will sweep through again. And this time, it will be as the waters cover the sea, it will be as through the waters cover the sea, and it will give birth to the greatest move that this nation has ever known. And it will take us right into the coming of the Lord. Will Satan try to undo all this? Of course he will. He wouldn't be the vile, the mean, and the ugly that he is if he didn't. Of course he will. But at the very moment he thinks he's going to win, he and all of his might will fall on their faces before the Christ. Verse 20, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. What a beautiful, beautiful passage, and what a beautiful truism. When the Lord reveals his glory in his temple, you cannot talk unless he says you can. Because he is so majestic, you are standing in such awe. You lose yourself in him. I know, I've been there, I've done that. You don't even think about talking. If he's left you to stand, you stand and you're not even aware that you're standing. If he's left you to fall on your face before him, there you are. And you're not too much aware of that. You're aware that you're before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Holy One, the Eternal One, the Majestic One. And so it will be. Why? Because the Bible says it will be. Period. The Bible must be fulfilled in its entirety through the Lord Christ. This must be. Not one jot, not one tittle, not one little period, not one crossing of the T will be missing. It must be fulfilled in its entirety. Why? Because the Word of God cannot be cut down. The Word of God cannot be so brutally attacked that it becomes too weak to stand and to fulfill its purpose. The Word of God is greater than any mountain. The Word of God will do what no oceans on the earth can do. The Word of God stands in wisdom, in power, in authority. Nothing lacking. The Word of God is all in all. It is eternal. Eternal in its purposes. Eternal in its weight and in its power. It is eternal. Stand up. Look up. Dare to believe. For when the word of God is released and the power of God, nothing but faith can prevail. Every man and every woman who works their work and what they've been created to do will go forth in faith because the word compels it. It demands it. Nothing can stop the spoken word of God. Nothing can stop the tangible reality of the commandment of God. It sustains all things. I rebuke you. It sustains all things. It will sustain you. It will sustain the whole of this nation. It will sustain the whole of the peoples of the earth, all that come to him needing that strength and that sustenance. It is capable of holding up in righteousness and sustaining them. Nothing to fear. Micah 6:8, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. The Lord's voice shall crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see. Thy name, hear ye the rod, who hath appointed it. The word of God is the rod of God. He doesn't need man to execute it. If he himself did it, it would be massive, immediate, much faster. No man can stand before his word. God is a God of love. He is a God of justice. Therefore, he will bring forth justice in righteousness. In his love, he will bring down the evil and he will lift up those who are true. His word must prevail upon the earth, for it was released to do just that. Nothing has changed. All things we see because his word said it would be. All we are doing is traveling through the time frame of history and its events the way he said it would be. Isn't he amazing? Verse 7 of Micah 7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. And my God will hear me. It is an amazing thing to think of such a God hearing such a one as you and me. But the thing that is even more amazing is that the word was spoken, it was recanted, it was received, it was obeyed before ever any man stood upon the face of the earth. We are just living out the history that was released to be lived out before the world was ever created. In God's eyes, these are not new things, because he knows all. He is all-knowing. He is sovereign. We can trust him. The Bible says that a day is as a thousand years in his sight. But my dear ones, that is as man might see it. Every day is eternal. And he will do what he will do to bring forth the beauty of the rose in that final hour. A kingdom fit for a glorious and majestic king that our Lord, our Christ, will hand back to the Father. Why am I telling you this? I could tell you situation after situation that is going to come, because that's kind of what he's opening up to me right now. But that is not as important as we look to him knowing he is sovereign. Nothing can overtake him. He is the king. He is the living word. He is the force, the power, the authority over all things. If he says stop, it stops. If he says go, it goes. If he says jump, it jumps. It must, because he is the king of glory. He is the owner of all authority and all power. But he's also a God of love. And he loves those who love the Son. He loves those who love righteousness. So he is preparing a kingdom for them, that they may walk before him eternally. Father, we thank you for all that you are about to do. We fear not, for we know your power is eternal. Your ways are beyond our comprehension. We rejoice in you, and we rejoice in your changes, in your decisions as to who will reign, who will rule, and how they will rule. It is a day of liberty to the nations of the earth who want it. And those who do not want it will not be made to receive it. But it is a decision by which they will live and unfortunately die. So we look to you, Father, and we know that in the palm of your hand we wait expectingly, trustingly, lovingly. You are the God of all kindness, of all goodness, of peace. You are the God that can do no wrong, know no wrong. You are the God of truth. Oh Lord, how we love truth. And behind truth, we stand protected, because that is your truth. Thank you, Father, in your precious name. Amen.